那摩萨旦陀苏切多耶。阿拉合帝萨藐三菩陀耶。那摩萨旦陀苏切多耶。阿拉合帝萨藐三菩陀耶。那摩萨旦陀苏切多耶。阿拉合帝萨藐三菩陀耶。各位善知识，咱们现在这个世界啊，这个学府很多，每一个国家都有很多大学、中学、小学，可是这么多小校教育出来多少人才呢？这是问题了。在以前的小校所教育出来的这个人才都是出乎其类，拔乎其萃，都能为全世界人类谋幸福，而啊不自私不自利，也不打妄语来骗呢世界的人。现在各位睁开眼睛看一看，所有的国家当局有力者有权势者，哪一个能不争，哪一个能不贪，哪一个能不自私，哪一个能不向外持求，哪一个能不自立，哪一个能不打妄语？可以说是啊凤毛麟角。啊，那么这样的那情形从什么地方造成他这个样子，又争又贪又求又自私又自利又大妄语？这就是由各小校啊教育的不当，教育的不当，所以啊把人老老实实的人一进了小校啊就变成不老实了，失去本来那个天然的佛性了，失去了，把路啊都走歪了，舍正路而不由啊，就去学那个旁门左道，学那个见不得人的那种道，偷学那个偷偷摸摸那种道，学的不是光明磊落那种道，学的 是损人利己的道，小小的是欺世盗名的道。因为晓这些个方法，于是乎啊，他一朝得势力的时候，或者得到权位了，他就啊只能以危害世界，而不能啊利益世界，这都是教育不当所造成的一种大病。这种大病现在说是爱死病厉害，这种病啊把人的良心都死了，把人的这个道德都灭亡了。这种的方法将来人与人之间是你与我诈，互相欺骗，互相欺诈，将来呀、啊、是同归于尽的。所以这种病是亡国灭种的病，这种的病是没有人性的病，比现在人人所知道的这个艾滋病更厉害百千万倍。不过我们人类还在这个做梦呢，还在那儿糊了糊涂的啊，吃饱了饭啊，觉得很不错的，就把什么都忘了啊，说防备其他国家来侵略自己的国家，那还是啊微乎其微啊，没有啊那么严重啊，就是严重的就是每一个人都变成了丧心病狂啊，认贼作子，染苦为乐啊，把本有的这个自信都忘了。方才有人说啊，方才我们这个青年的同学啊，有人说佛说一切众生皆有佛性，皆堪作佛啊，皆堪作佛，也可以说一切众生皆有菩萨性，皆堪作菩萨，也可以说一切众生皆有啊声闻性啊，皆堪作声闻，一切众生皆有圆角性，皆堪作圆角，这是四圣法界的法界，还有六凡法界，也就是说的一切众生皆有天性，皆可以啊升天，做天上的修行者，也可以说一切众生皆有人性啊，都可以做人，也可以说一切众生皆有修罗性，都可以做修罗，也可以说一切众生皆有畜生性，都可以做畜生，一切众生皆有恶鬼性，皆可以做恶鬼，一切众生皆有地狱性，都可以做地狱。那么这个是从什么地方造成的呢？就是从人呢的心理造成的。所以说啊，三点入刑部，弯钩四月牙，披毛从此起，做佛也由他。由这个心字看来， 中国这个心字写着三点呢，就好像星星在那排布着似的。弯钩似月牙，那个弯钩啊，就好像一个月牙在那儿弯弯的。披毛从此起呀、啊，就是披毛戴角做畜生，都是从心造成的。啊，做佛也由他，你就成佛呀，也是由这个心而成的。所以说啊，这个十法界呀，啊，你心里呀、啊，做佛事将来就是佛，心里做菩萨事将来就是菩萨，心里做声闻缘觉的事将来就是声闻缘觉，你心里呀、啊，做天上的事将来就升天。你心里做人的事将来就做人，你心里做修罗的事将来就做修罗，你要静心里静做畜生的事情，有畜生的思想，有畜生的行为啊，不守规矩将来就做畜生。你心里满肚子都是鬼胎啊，总是对谁都怀疑啊，不相信人，这将来就做鬼啊！你心里呀、啊，一天到晚啊都不快乐啊，好像啊蹲监坐狱那么苦恼啊，将来就堕地狱的。所以这个一切唯心造啊。那么做佛，十方诸佛呀 啊都是。同等的有大慈大悲大喜大舍啊，有四修六度万恶横行四无量心而成的。那么佛啊，在这个三千大千世界有不无量无边那么多佛啊，不是啊就一位佛，因为我们人呢不是一个人，所以成佛也就成很多佛，佛也有很多佛，那么菩萨也有很多菩萨，那么千千万万百千万亿啊不同的这个样子的菩萨。那么声闻呢缘觉以及其他各法界里边的众生，都是啊，虽然同类，可是那个同类头里头又有别类啊，同类里头就有相貌生的丑的，相貌生的俊的啊，相貌种种不同，身量也种种不同。那么一切一切都有种种的同中有别，别中有同，那么各法界都是这样子。你就看那个那个文字，你看它都是那一个样的，不是，它也是互相都认识，互相啊不错乱的。那个疯子啊，乃至于那蚂蚁啊都各从其类，都会呀、啊。互相啊认识。那么这样子看来，每一类的众生又有啊这个百千万亿种类啊，每一类的里头，每一个法界里头又有百千万亿不同的这个众生。所以我们这么样推广起来呀，这个无穷无尽的。那么我们讲这个佛教，讲佛教啊，佛是人成的，所以也可以说是啊这个人教。那么人修成佛就有智慧，有大智慧，所以可以叫个智慧教啊。那么佛都是人心成的，所以又可以叫新教。所以这个新佛教并不是啊印度教中国的日本的高丽的缅甸泰国的佛，这个教啊 是普遍的，没有啊一个界限的，没有一个这个边际的，所以这是啊一个普遍的包罗所有的一切众生。在这个佛教里边，你信佛教啊也是佛教徒，不信佛教还是佛教徒，因为你虽然暂时你不信，将来你不能保证你啊将来不信，那么你就自己说我永远都不信，这个你办不到。为什么呢？你今天的思想是这样的，明天呢有的时候就改变了，你今生啊思想说我不信佛，等到来生啊你知道错误了，你就信佛了。所以谁也不能保证谁啊永远不信佛，那么谁也不能保证谁永远不成佛。所以啊一切众生皆有佛性，皆堪作佛，除非你不是众生。那你不是众生你是什么啊？九法界除了佛法界而外，一切都是众生啊，你起不出来另外一个名词来。所以啊你不要自己呀、说我不是佛教徒，你信佛不信佛啊都是佛，都有佛性，都可以成佛。你不信他，你今生不信，来生信，来生不信，再来生信。总而言之，你没有法子保持你这个坚固的誓言呢，说我永远都不信佛啊，无论哪一个也没有人和你签这个合同。
不是属于哪一个国家的。
That is Buddhism doesn't belong to any particular country. It is international.
有人说法师你这么老了真是糊涂了。你没听说佛教里说法院永远呢都会跟着愿跑的。我发愿呢我永远不信佛，生生世世我都不信佛，我永远永远近未来劫我都不信佛，那么那我一定能永远跟着我这个愿跑啊，我不信佛了吧。这个愿呢，这个愿是很愚痴的一个愿。因为这个愿呢对你究竟你不信佛你信什么啊，你不信佛你信旁的恐怕都靠不住的。所以这个愿呢我可以下一个批评，愚不可及。你不信佛，你信你的愿呢？你这个愿说不信佛，其实你在信佛呢。你要不信佛，为什么要发这个愿？
好了，答复问题了，还有五分钟答复问题。
Okay, now's the time we can answer questions. There's still 5 minutes left.Answer questions.
我可以借你们大家15分钟，我们还凑20分钟。
And I can loan you 5 minutes, so 15 minutes, so there'll be 15 minutes. You want to read these?
我和你们大家借15分钟，就现在剩5分钟了。
Okay.
15分钟，凑20分钟。
So there are 5 minutes left, and we add 15.More, so there'll be 20 minutes of questions. One question which is asked by Michael White is Amitabha Buddha and is Pure Land a real person and a real place, or are they ideal states of mind to aspire to? Jodo Shinshu is teaching that neither are real or have ever had any actual existence. This is very important to me. Thank you. And I will accept no answer outside of you. George Michael White, 他的名字,他问一个问题, 就是说, 阿弥陀佛是不是真的, 有怎么一个人, 他的经度是不是真, 有怎么一个地方, 或者是, 理想的心里头的境界, 是的, 大家都要, 期望得到的, 因为在, 周都新区就是在, 尔文, 就是第三代，印度教在尔文，他们教就那两个就不是真的，也从来没有一个真有的，所以这个他说这个是很重要的一个问题，你只要想问答复。
什么？说什么？
I will accept no one. Okay, please do this question, then I can do very well.
He 你想它是假的，它就是假的，一切唯心造。If
you think they're real, then they're real. If you think they're false, then they're false. Everything is made from the mind alone.
你要不信，它真的也变成假的；你要信，假的也会变成真的。
If you don't believe in them, then even if they're real, they become false. And if you do believe in them, even if they're false, they'll become real.
This question is Sandy Chan. He said, if the current education is based on treating people as machines, how will education produce this kind of 怎么教育会产生怎样的结果？我很同意此点，因为我相信人本身是一种化学变化机器。那么，请问上人，人是否能遇到好的教育，例如遇到好的老师教育，改变我们的气质，是否因果有关？那么又如何改变扭转使趋向于好的教育呢？
人说人的命占三分之一，环境占三分之一，后天占三分之一，个人如此，世界因果亦如此。如何扭转教育之因果？我很希望佛教教育能普及世界。你种善因，有结善果；种恶因，有结恶果。你近朱者赤，近密者黑。
To educate to change his personality, is that to do also with his cause and effect? Then how can we change this tendency towards a good education? Some people say that he's a person's destiny is shaped by fate and environment and also what comes after he's born. So for a person it's like this, for the whole world it's also like this. So how can we turn the cause and effect for education? He wished the Buddhism will spread all over the world.
And the answer was, if you plant good causes, then you will reap good results. But if you plant evil causes, then you will reap evil results. If you draw near to vermilion, then you turn red. If you associate with ink, you'll turn black. And so if something is stained brown, it'll turn brown. If it's stained yellow, it'll turn yellow. Oh, next question. Are you going to do it?
这个是高声问，人以禽兽、草木、昆虫等何以贪生不愿意死？答：求生或贪生不愿意死，是因为有责任感，在未尽其责任之前就不愿意死。责任感有多种，视其生存背景而不同。如修佛者、众布施，在未施舍净境之前，何以愿死？第二个问题是，吃饭为了生活还是生活才吃饭？答：这是一与二，二与二而一的问题，一与前一问题有关联。生活是为贯彻及责任感，因此必须吃饭以维持其继续。
这念文章啊，这不是问题啊，
这不是问题，是答复。答复你的问题，答复你的两个问题。
嗯。答复哪两个问题？
今天下午最后一个问题。
啊，那两个问题也不要说那么多，你简简单单的答答。要说那么多，没有那么多时间。怎么说的？拿来给我看看。然后这个回去慢慢研究研究。明天在这个。这个什么，这个问题是答复我的。这个呢，继续 continue。 谁问问题最好简单一点，说的多了太费脑筋了。
No. So when you ask questions, make them simple, because if they are too complicated, it's really a strain on the brain.
你说多我就记不住
了。 I have an old, rather addled brain, and if you say too much, I can't remember it all. So the last was an essay and was an answer to some questions rather than the question. It'll be considered tomorrow. This one's also an answer. Yes, your dafu. Ta yes, your dafu. Okay, so those are being postponed till tomorrow afternoon. There's a question. Once an individual has been led through years of purchased selfish discipline, where is satisfaction?My own life, public education. What's, yeah, and this is a question by Stan Burris. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right. Can you translate?
人是为花而吃，一切的其他的动物也是为了吃而活着。人和其他动物是不是一样？还有什么？
当一个人多年被这些自私的这些条例所买这些自私的条例自私的原则何时候能够得到满足呢？
说的什么？
我也不太清楚他说的什么。他说什么样可以得到满足了，在哪里？这是他有，我不太理解。So, can you explain your question?
谁叫什么名字？
他叫 Stan Burris。
嗯。
Once in a
business。
是
什么名字？
Stan Burris basically what I meant when I said purchase satisfaction, purchase discipline. It's what several of you described when you spoke was of having gone through years of education in which animals were dissected and there was no.
外国人。
No caring at all, and you have to go ahead and live your own lives and now speak to us. So as we're hearing, how can we think about ourselves as, say, this is what is comfortable for me. This is what I will cling to. This is where I will go from here. What are our fruits? If that's an answer.
他说他说他听我们说我们的教育怎么样坏的就是用很多钱买的也是很自私的也没有什么满足在里头可是他听过我们这样讲都不知道现在他听的是什么都可以靠的就继续的去做去在哪里的这样真正的大家学快乐
Can someone else translate this? It's still not coming across the way I'm translating it. So. Okay, there's a question here asked, this was this afternoon by Li Fan Hong, which was, does being loyal to one's country include going to war?
中于国家是不是包括要去当兵打仗？包括当兵打仗啊，那是保护国家可以的。 保护国家，你是每一个国家应该保护的，那是尽忠报国。不过也要讲一点道理，不要不讲理的仗。
In order to protect, the question again was, does being loyal to one's country include going to war? It's permissible to go to war to defend your country, to protect the country. And this is true of each country. And so you can carry out your loyalty by protecting your country. However, it has to be principle to it. You should not engage in an unprincipled war.
就是 on this question, once an individual has been led 2 years of purchased selfish discipline, how is it still possible to touch satisfaction? As I understand, your question is as if a person has already been shaped in a certain way, maybe it's very difficult for him to be changed to the better, right? To the good again. Is that the kind of question you mean? Well, now, one thing, within Buddhism, it is said that all dharmas are empty of a nature. What does that mean? It means that everything can change. It is this teaching of impermanence that gives me hope and gives all Buddhists hope. Otherwise, ordinary people will remain as ordinary people, and they can never become a sage. But in the Buddhist time, they are robbers, they are killers, who later, under the teaching of the Buddha, get enlightened to a sage, to an arahant. You look into the story, they are all true stories. So this proves that as long as a person follows the right method under the correct teacher, it's not impossible to change. But of course, after many years of wrong training, it will not be easy, of course. Does he answer your question? Okay. 那么这个人呢，他是问呢，一个人呢，经过多年一个教义呢，教他怎么自私啊等等的买卖方式的这个教义训练，那么他怎么还能够达到一种？ 自足的这个境界呢？我们知道，在佛法里面说，诸法都是没有自信的。那么，诸法因为没有自信的关系呢，都是能够改变的。就是因为这个无常的这个佛陀对这个无常的教理呢，给我们希望，这样呢，凡夫才有 才有希望修成圣贤，不然的话凡夫就永远是凡夫了。好像在佛陀时代，有些是大道啊，有些是等等啊，他们结果跟随佛陀教导呢，都修成这个圣贤，所以并不是不可能的。当然多年走错路当然是不容易的。
There's a question by Jose Santos, which is, how does one begin to repent for one's faults? 有一位 Jose Santos, 他问怎么样可以开始忏悔业障？
嗯？
忏悔。实际说 ，Jose 就是，他的名字叫 Jose Santos， 他
是美国人吗？
是啊，美国人。是西班牙。
他说什么？要忏悔业障。
怎么样开始忏悔？
弥天大罪，一悔便消。你能以知道自己不对了，这就是你好的一个开始。忏悔就是要改过自新。以前的种种譬如昨日死，以后的种种譬如今日生。
So the question was, how does one begin to repent for one's faults? And the answer is,
现在够钟了啊，就答复这一个，那个等明天再答复了啊。
And the time is up, so this will be the last question answered, and then the others will wait for another time.
15分钟已经够，15分钟已经够了。
Because we've overdrawn, we've borrowed 15 minutes and we've even gone over that by 5. It said that offenses so many that they could fill up the sky with a single thought of repentance can be diminished. So if you can know that you yourself have not behaved correctly or that you've done something wrong, that's already a good beginning.And to repent is to change what is wrong with you and to renew yourself. And so it's as if everything you did before, as of today, has died. And everything that's going to come is as if it's just born right now.
When I'm answering
questions, I'd like the questions to be simple and don't just include an entire essay in what you ask. One or two sentences should do it, and it shouldn't be that you go all around bringing up this and that and everything else under the sun. It should be clear and intelligible, and so we can just resolve it straight away.
我举出一个例子，好像我在马来西亚，他们问我，啊，说，你这个信不信有鬼？我说你要不相信有鬼，你为什么要问这个问题？啊，就这么答复他。他又说，究竟是人怕鬼呀，是鬼怕人？我说你心里要有鬼呀，就是人怕鬼；你心里要没有鬼呀，就是鬼怕人。就这么两句，这么简单。
I'll give you an example. In Malaysia, there was someone who asked me, well, do you believe in ghosts? And I said, if you didn't believe in ghosts, then why would you even ask such a question? And then the person asked me, well, are people afraid of ghosts or are ghosts afraid of people? And I told him, if you have a ghost in your mind, then that's people fearing ghosts.And if you don't have any ghosts in your mind, then that's ghosts fearing people.
So I gave that kind of simple, direct answer.
Everybody, good night. See you tomorrow.